Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Before the European discovery of the New World, chocolate was unknown to most of the world's population. But as Cornell University professor of anthropology John Henderson explains, cacao has a rich history in Mesoamerica.
One of the great lessons of archaeology is that things have unexpected consequences. In 1519, Cortes and his soldiers invaded Mesoamerica, now Mexico and Central America, in search of treasure. But a drink they found, made from the lightly fermented seeds of the cacao tree, would eventually have a greater impact than all the gold and silver of the Aztecs. The original chocolate was not the familiar confection made with milk and sugar. It was a frothy drink, more likely to be gingered up with chili peppers than sweetened. It was served at just about every important social and ritual event, and it was used as a medicine. Chocolate was so important that cacao seeds were a standard of value in markets throughout Mesoamerica. In early colonial markets, a single cacao seed would buy you a tomato, or a couple of sapote fruits, or a tamal. Europeans took to the drink enthusiastically, both for its flavor and for its medicinal properties. Early European medical books prescribe it for everything from worms to obesity. We've tracked cacao drinks back to before 1000 BC by identifying chemical traces of cacao in ancient pottery from Honduras. Surprisingly, our earliest cacao bottles would not work well for frothy chocolate. They're much better suited to an alcoholic cacao drink made by fermenting the pulp that surrounds the seeds. Perhaps ancient brewers discovered how to produce a chocolate flavor by leaving some of the seeds in the fermenting pulp. Another example of an unintended consequence. Chocolate is a byproduct of sloppy beer brewing. Ancient Mesoamerica was no doubt an amazing place, where money really did grow on trees.
That was Cornell University's John Henderson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.